Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance are copyright 2020 Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Okay. There we go. I think that's okay. Hi, guys. So, this is going to be kind of weird. So, Daddy told me earlier that he'd set up a date for me with one of his friends. But that's not the weird part. That happens all the time, actually. Daddy likes to send me on dates with his friends. Anyway, this time he had this idea. It's strange. Daddy told me he wanted me to make an audio of me getting ready for my date. Isn't that weird? And at first I was like, but why, Daddy? And then he kind of explained it to me and I kind of got it. He said he wanted me to be really descriptive about what I was doing to get ready. Like, really descriptive, so that you guys got it. He also said I was kind of a motor mouth, and maybe if I got all of that nervous energy out of my system beforehand, I'd actually do what I'm supposed to do on my date, which is just keep my mouth shut and not talk his ear up while he's trying to, well, you know, concentrate on doing other things with me. I mean, Daddy's right about that. I do talk too much sometimes, but he did say I had a sexy voice and that you guys would like it. But I think the real reason he wants me to do it is that it'll be really embarrassing for me. Like, even more embarrassing than if you just saw me do it, like on video. And Daddy really likes to embarrass me. He says I'm adorable when I get nervous, and he says a lot of guys will like that too, so I guess that's the whole point. I guess lots of people listen to audios like this because they like the girls' voices. So I don't know. Daddy says you guys will probably jerk off to me, I guess. Isn't that weird, though? Are you guys really going to jerk off to me? Wait, I just realized. Are you already jerking off to me? Wow. Okay, anyway. Sorry, I'm rambling already, huh? Oh, wait, one more thing, okay? Just, I want you to know before I get started that this is really embarrassing for me, you guys. But I don't want you to worry. Daddy says guys like seeing me embarrassed, so even if I get really upset that so many people are listening to me, or even if I start to cry because I'm so, you know, I want you to know it's okay. You can just keep jerking off to me. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right? I guess that's what I'm here for. I mean, that's what my daddy says. Okay, focus. So, Daddy wanted me to start a timer, a, like, digital one on my phone. I haven't started it yet, but the whole point, I think, is to show you how long it takes me to do some of these things I have to do to get ready for my date. I mean, I'm not going to make you listen to all of it. Some of it's just boring. So I promise I'll keep you posted on how much time has gone by on the timer, even though for the audio, we'll be skipping ahead. I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay, no more stalling. Sorry. I'm going to turn on the timer now. There. Okay. So right now, I'm just wearing my dumb Captain America t-shirt and some shorts. I don't have any makeup on. My hair is just in a ponytail. It's nothing special. There's nothing super sexy about me right now, I don't think, but I'm going to take my clothes off because I'm about to take a shower. I don't think I'm really dirty or anything, but I'm just... Well, I'm supposed to take a shower anyway because I've got that date tonight. And the thing is, it's not a date with my daddy. It's a date with one of his friends. I've never met him. I don't really know how that's going to go, but... Well, daddy says he's seen me. He's seen pictures of me, so I guess that's good. I don't think daddy really cares if I like him or not. I'm just supposed to go on the date with him. Anyway, there are a couple things I'm supposed to do while I'm in the shower, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm supposed to make sure I'm really clean, you know, and I'm supposed to wash my hair with this sort of fruity-smelling shampoo daddy bought me, I guess. And then I'm supposed to make sure my pussy is really clean and that I exfoliate my skin with this special scrub I got from the beauty store. It was actually really expensive, and they don't give you very much, and I'm supposed to take a shower at least once a day, so I go through it pretty fast. Anyway, I guess it doesn't matter how much it costs, because daddy says the only thing that really matters is that I'm clean and pretty and that I smell good, I guess. So, after that, I'm supposed to shave. I have to be really careful about my legs and pussy because there can't be any stubble on them at all. I have to be really thorough, you know, otherwise I get in trouble. Sometimes it's easier just to shave twice, but I can't do that all the time because I have to be really careful about razor burn. So I use baby oil to help with that. And really, it's a whole complicated routine. It takes a while, you know. And it took me a long time to learn it. Daddy is really demanding. Gosh, this stuff is really embarrassing to say out loud. Maybe you guys listen to this kind of stuff all the time from girls who are way more experienced at this kind of thing, but when I say it out loud, I feel really... I just worry, you know? Like, that some of you listening might be other women, or maybe you're just nice guys who want a nice, normal girl. Like, maybe a lot of you are really traditional feminists. I worry that you're sitting there shaking your head at me or hating me or something. Like, I'm setting a bad example for other girls. I guess I just let that stuff get to me sometimes. Like, maybe I'm a bad woman or something. And it's complicated because, like I said, it's really embarrassing. I'm about to spend, like, I don't know how long in the shower getting my body ready for what? A guy I don't even know? So he can fuck me? And maybe you're right, you know? Like, what kind of girl does that? Where is my self-respect, right? But the thing is, isn't it okay that some girls are like that? Even if they don't, like, totally like it? I don't know. I can't explain it. Yeah, I'm really scared, but I like being scared. I like being embarrassed. And isn't that okay too? Okay. Sorry, I'm rambling again. Anyway, I'm just going to take my shower. I'll stop the recording because that would be boring to listen to, but I'll keep the timer running and I'll let you know how long it takes me, okay? Okay. Okay. I'm back. Honestly, you guys didn't miss much. I just took a shower and shaved, you know? I just did what I'm supposed to do. I promise, if I do anything special, I'll start recording again and I'll let you know. Anyway, I'm all dry now, and that took about 40 minutes. I did end up shaving twice. I don't want to have any stubble for my date. Daddy gets really weird about that. Okay, I'm ready to get on to the next thing. So here's what I'm going to do now. I've got this really expensive body oil that strippers use. It's kind of musky, and supposedly it complements my own smell. A lot of guys like the way I smell, so I'm just going to rub this on my body all over. Not to make me slick or anything. No, nothing like that. Just a thin layer to make my skin a little softer and keep it from drying out. So I'm just going to do that while I talk to you guys. Okay. It's so cool that I have a daddy now, you know? I mean, it's also kind of embarrassing. Like, I used to be this together, smart, straight-A student, and I'm still smart, I think, but now I just don't care as much about that anymore. I bet that bothers some of you, huh? What I was talking about earlier? Feminism and stuff? Maybe you're right. Maybe I should be ashamed of myself. To tell you the truth, I kind of am, you know? I mean, I don't really like doing this stuff. Not exactly. And the fact that I have to describe what I'm doing? Oh, by the way, I'm rubbing this oil into my legs right now, and they're really soft, and Daddy likes it when I rub it into my feet and toes too, so I'll be doing that. Anyway, having to describe that stuff kind of makes it worse. It just makes me wonder why I'm doing it. Seriously, who wants to wear fishnets that don't cover anything when it's cold out and those uncomfortable platform heels Daddy bought me? I don't. I mean, not really. But on the other hand, I want to be a good girl, you know? I want to be a good slut for Daddy. I guess I don't expect you guys to understand. Oh, by the way, I'm rubbing the oil into my breasts now. And I think Daddy would want me to tell you that my nipples are really hard. Honestly, I am an embarrassment to smart together women. I know I am, but I can't help it. This is what my daddy wants. Anyway, I think I'm finished with the oil now. It's all over my body. It's making me smell really sexy, I think. And now, I need to do my hair. And that's actually going to take a while. It's really important to my daddy that my hair is pretty, and he's being really specific about it this time. You know, he wants me to have these particular pigtails with these loose, curly tendrils strategically dangling down my face, and they need to be just so on my head, and they can't be ratty or anything. They have to be perfect. It seems like it's one of those things that looks like it just happens. Most guys don't even notice it, really, except that it's super cute, but it's actually a lot of work. So I have to put some leave-in conditioner in, and I need to do some straightening and then some curling, and I have to be really careful not to damage it so there aren't any split ends or frizzies. Daddy gets really upset if my hair isn't that perfect daddy's little girl look, you know? So I'm going to go ahead and pause again, and I'll keep the timer going, and I'll let you know how long it takes me, okay? Okay, I'll be back. Okay, well, that took a while. I mean, you think this wouldn't take so long anymore because I've been doing it a while, but I guess not. The timer says it's been like an hour and a half since I started it, so I guess that means my hair took another 45 minutes. Wow. Well, it looks really good now, though. I've got these little pigtails with the perfect bounce and these little curly cues dangling down that frame my face. And I've got a couple of ribbons in there, and everything is working together. And there's no frizz, so that's good. I think Daddy will really like it. I don't know about my date, though. I actually don't know what he likes. He probably won't even notice. Most guys don't say anything. Anyway, it's done now, so. Next, I need to do my nails. Daddy likes me to have painted nails, fingers and toes too. Sometimes he lets me get a mani-pedi when I'm a really good girl, but they're pretty expensive, so most of the time I have to do it myself. He's really particular about colors, but I've got a few here that he bought me I can choose from. I guess I'll do this one. It's bright pink and it goes with the ribbons in my hair, I think. Daddy likes bright colors because it draws attention to my nails. I think he actually likes how much work and time it takes me to do this stuff. And bright pink nails, I guess, just makes it more obvious. I don't know. Anyway, that's going to take a few minutes and I have to concentrate, so I'll go ahead and do that and I'll be back, okay? Okay, so that took 20 minutes. I'm still naked, but at least my hair is done and my nails are done, so we're getting there, I guess. What's next? Okay, I think it's finally time for me to get dressed. I kind of already hinted at what I was going to be wearing. Daddy chose it for me, so let's see here. We've got these thigh-high fishnets. They have lace on the tops, and the fishnets are sort of medium-sized, not too big, not too small. Daddy loves fishnets on me, so what are you gonna do? We've got these pink platform heels that are super awkward on me. I mean, I can walk in heels just fine. I've had lots of practice, but these things are just like almost comical because I'm so small, and they're just so pink. I mean, wow. It's like total bimbo slut coming at you, you know? Anyway, what else? This is my mini skirt, and it's white. It's really tight, and it's really short, of course. But it looks like Daddy is letting me wear panties this time. He's included a tiny white thong that matches the skirt, so that's good. And then the top. More fishnetting, naturally. It's almost like a tube top with fishnets above my cleavage and around my shoulders, but nothing to cover my tummy. Where is my... Oh, boy. I mean, this would all be okay, I guess. It's just that it's like not even 60 degrees outside. I don't even see one of my cute coats. I hope wherever I'm going tonight is inside, because this is all I've got to cover me up. I don't even see a purse either, so I guess I'm not taking one, which probably means I don't need ID, which probably means getting groped at the movies or being embarrassed at a restaurant or maybe just getting fucked in the car. I don't know. These dates are always so stressful. All right. I guess I'll put this stuff on. The thing is, you guys, I know I'm complaining a little bit, and you're probably thinking I'm being forced into this, but the truth is, I kind of like it. Just looking at these clothes makes me really horny. I mean, if Daddy wanted me to just be naked, that would almost be easier. Because the only thing these clothes are going to cover up is my pussy and my nipples. Like, that's it. You'll see everything else. And not only that, but I'll look like I'm trying too hard, you know? Like, all I want is for guys to look at me and think of using me for sex. That's why it's so humiliating. But at the same time, it's like, I want them to see me that way. I want them to use me, you know? I can't explain it. I hate it, but I love it. Okay, well, I'm sorry for being all motor mouthy. I've got these ridiculous stockings on now. Let me just put everything else on, and I'll be back in a few minutes, okay? I've still got a lot more to do, so. Okay, I'm all dressed. I'm kind of glad you guys can't see this, because it's obscene. I can't believe this is all Daddy gave me to wear. I just feel so dirty. God, everyone's going to see me like this. Well, it's probably not going to be much of a date anyway. When guys take me on dates like this, they always want to leave the club early or make me sit in the very back of the movie theater so they can, you know. I mean, it's all fine. It just, it makes me feel so cheap. Like the only reason for me being there is so they can stick their cock in me. It's almost worse that they go through the motions of taking me on a date, you know? We both know what I'm there for, but that's just not enough, I guess. They want to take me out in public and humiliate me first. And I think that's the whole point. I think I'm supposed to feel that way. And once they're done embarrassing me, that's when they take me into some alley or a bathroom or they'll use me in their car. If I'm lucky, they get a cheap motel room and they fuck me there. But in a way, that's actually worse too. Because a lot of times there are used condoms lying around and the bed stinks like cum. The kind of place cheap whores take their clients, you know? I honestly don't know why I let guys do that to me. But I can't help it. I just get so horny. I get so caught up in being just a dumb sleep for cock. I like it, I guess. I like feeling cheap. But I hate it too. Anyway, it's time to do my makeup. Daddy's a real stickler for eye makeup, so I actually spend most of my time on that. He likes pink eyeshadow to bring out the green in my eyes, and he likes me to use eyeliner to make them look really big. It's almost like he wants me to be some kind of animated Disney character, you know? Or some hentai girl? And of course there's my lips, which have to look perfect. I've got a few lipstick colors to choose from, but they're all various shades of red and pink. Daddy likes candy colors. That's what he calls them. So then it's all about a little blush and some work on my eyebrows and some T-zone stuff. It's not like super involved, but it's just enough to make me look like an easy girl who's trying a little too hard, you know? I mean, that's what it feels like anyway. So I guess I'll do all that, and then I'll come back to finish everything off with some jewelry, piercings, all that stuff. I'll be back, okay? Okay, so let's check the timer. So it's been about 2.5 hours since I started. And that's pretty good, considering how much I've been blabbing. My eye makeup took forever. I had to start over because it wasn't looking, I don't know, cute enough? I mean, seriously, if I don't get my eyes just right, Daddy gets really upset. I'm not kidding. He'll come in and stand here and watch me do it over and micromanage me. It's awful. So I try to do it really good the first time. Sometimes he does that anyway. He likes to jerk off while he watches me all nervous and struggling with my eyeshadow. It's perverted. Like, I don't get it. And then when he finishes, he comes all over my face and I just have to start all over again anyway. It's kind of mean, but he likes doing that to me. Luckily, I think he's leaving me alone today because he knows I'm making an audio. Okay, so last thing. I need to figure out what jewelry and bracelets and stuff I'm going to wear. Daddy always tells me not to get lazy about accessories. He says they're super important to show I really care about how I look. So I've got a couple of necklaces here. I guess I'll wear one of these. This one says slut on it, but it's small and you have to get kind of close to see it. It's way better than my whore collar, which you can totally read from across the room. But the collar doesn't go with this outfit anyway, so I'm going to go with this pretty one. What else? I have my navel pierced, and I'm wearing a crop top, so I guess I better put something in there. Daddy likes chains better than studs. He says something about watching them flip and dangle below me when I'm getting fucked from behind drives guys crazy, so I guess I'll wear one of those. I really don't feel like slutting up my ears, so I'll just go for some pretty stud earrings. They aren't real diamonds, though. Daddy says they aren't worth the money because guys hardly even notice them on me. I guess because they're looking at other stuff. So he just gets me fake ones from these cheap boutique stores. I want to wear something nice, though. I mean, besides this expensive makeup that's just going to get ruined. I think with these fishnets, it's probably unlikely my date will want to take those off, so I think I'll wear my favorite anklet. It's just a little chain. It's got these pink sapphires in it. I know that sounds like maybe too fancy for me, but Daddy got it for me last year on my birthday. Plus, the color kind of matches my toenail polish. Okay, I think that's the plan. So I'll be right back. I'm going to do all this, and then I'll be ready, I think. Okay, all done. Oh, it turns out I had a little crisis with my makeup. I had a tiny little pimple on my chin, so I needed to do some cover work there, but it's all good now. Oh, look at that. The timer says we're right at 3 hours. So that's how long it takes. It actually sometimes takes a little longer, but there wasn't much to this outfit. Anyway, I'm looking in the mirror and it's just, God, I can't believe I'm going to go out like this. I guess you can probably imagine it. Maybe you're jerking off to me. The thought of how easy I look. Daddy would probably like that because, well, honestly, the thought of you jerking off to me right now does embarrass me a little. Okay. It's almost 7 o'clock, so I'm going to go on my date. He texted me, and I guess I'm supposed to walk to this restaurant and meet him there. At least it's close by. It's cold out there, but I guess I just have to deal with it. I've still got to... I hate saying this. Put some lube in my ass, just in case. But I'll do that just before I leave. Did you guys enjoy this at all? I mean, I kind of liked talking to you guys. It made it more fun, you know? It also kind of turned me on a little. Anyway, if you guys haven't come yet, you might want to hold off because it isn't over. Daddy wants me to keep the timer running and come back here and tell you all about how my date went when it's over, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be awful. I mean, I'm probably going to love what he does to me, but I'm probably going to hate it too. So I guess we'll see. Wish me luck. Okay. Hi again, guys. Ow. I got back from my date. So it's like 8 o'clock now. Ow. That didn't take long, huh? It usually doesn't. So I met my date at this really fancy restaurant, and everybody was staring at me, and the maitre d' looked at me and laughed, and he said I couldn't even come in. And, you know, my date knew that, of course. I think he was just trying to humiliate me. It was probably Daddy's idea. So he told me he was sorry, but I know he didn't mean it. Oh. The good news is that he put me in his car. I was shivering, you know? I was so cold, but it was a lot warmer in there, so that was good. But that didn't last long either. I mean, he took me somewhere, I don't know, some kind of furniture store or something. It was closed, but he just pulled up to the back, you know, by one of those loading dock thingies where no one was around. He stopped the car and, oh, I guess I didn't tell you what he looked like. Well, he was okay, I guess. He was kind of older. He had gray hair. He was probably maybe twice my age. I don't know. Probably more. Anyway, he apologized again about the restaurant. He said he didn't realize I'd be wearing such a slutty outfit. But I knew he was lying. He was just trying to mess with me. Just some kind of joke he had with my daddy. And then he said if I was a good little date and acted the same way I dressed, that maybe he'd get me a slice of pizza after he was done with me. Like, I'm always amazed. How do guys have the nerve to say stuff like that to a girl? You know? How does that work in their brains? He had just met me. And I guess I'm no better. I mean, I liked it. I let him do it. I had already made myself feel like some kind of fuck doll, but this guy, he managed to make me feel even worse. I felt cheap. I felt disposable. We both knew what I was there for. And the thing is, I was so wet. I mean, this guy, he wasn't even very good looking. His suit didn't fit very well. I don't think he had showered. He hadn't even combed his hair. And I had just spent 3 hours getting ready for this guy. And somehow, I was the one who felt worthless. I was there to service him. My panties were soaked. I was sure he could smell me, and I was breathing hard, and I was just so stupid for him. He told me to get out of the car, and I did. And he told me to bend over the hood. And I did. He took his cock out. He pulled my thong down and he said, "I like cheap dates." And he just put his cock in me. He pulled my hair. He stuffed his hand under my tube top and groped my tits. He choked me. He was so rough, and he just fucked me right there on the loading dock of some furniture store like I was nothing. Like I was just some cheap toy. He fucked my throat. He made me gag. He ruined my makeup. He spat on my face. He called me all kinds of filthy names. He messed up my hair. He ripped my fishnets. My shoes got all scuffed because I couldn't keep upright in them because he was slamming into me and I kept scraping the tops of them against the asphalt. And then he just fucked my ass too. I mean, that's why Daddy has me put lube in it, I guess. I was just pinned against the car. God, I liked it. And I hated it. I needed it, you know? I needed to be treated that way. I deserved it. I'm just a stupid little cunt. Anyway, he eventually seemed to run out of energy. He got me on my knees. Mascara running down. My white skirt filthy with grease or rubber from the tires or whatever. And he came on my face. And that was it. He didn't even let me come. He pulled me up by my ruined hair and I stumbled back over to the back seat and he drove me home. At least I wasn't cold anymore. Oh God, you guys. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, my pussy is so sore, but I'm gonna come. Weird, huh? I guess it's been about 4 hours since I started getting ready. I mean, that's what it says on the timer anyway. It took me 3 hours to get ready for him. And it took him about 3 minutes to completely ruin me. I don't know why I'm like this. I just don't get it. I can't imagine what you guys think of me right now. What kind of girl am I, right? The truth is, I just don't know. I'd love it, but I hate it. Okay. I'm gonna go take a bath because I stink. It's probably gonna take me another 40 minutes. And then I'm gonna go to bed. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening to me. Thanks for jerking off to me. I don't know. Imagining making you guys feel good makes this easier somehow. Okay. Enough blabbering. Maybe I'll talk to you later.